Motion. Yeah. It is a favoured banner of rights campaigners and pro-democracy groups to blame the unjust and undemocratic on the exploitation of capitalist society, whilst at the same time fighting to entrench people further in the sort of situation that produces capitalism. They fail to see just how much capitalism and democracy go hand in hand, despite how the former may appear. Capitalism promises to free the resourceful and ingenious from the restrictions of social responsibility, and reward enterprise before any notion of status conceived independently of a person's abilities. In practice, however, it means less that the most talented, most able people rise to the top of society than the most mercenary and greedy. Capitalism relies on the marketplace to exist. Ideas of any kind must be accepted by and sold to the marketplace, which is made up indiscriminately by the masses. To be saleable, however, an idea need not be practical nor reflect any sort of wisdom and balanced reasoning. It need merely be appealing to popular thought. Thus, the marketplace decides what ideas are and aren't acceptable, taking little heed of the realistic consequences their choices may have. An environment like this rarely promotes brilliance and good ideas over what's comfortable, easily palated, and grants the most immediate pleasure to the most people. Those that get ahead in a capitalist system, therefore, are not the wisest, the bravest, or the most remarkable, but the most cunning and self-interested. Those most willing to pander to the lack of foresight and childish naivety of the majority of people. In a capitalist society, the measure of a person's worth is the same as the measure of their bank balance. The assumption is that since capitalism supposedly promotes the best by encouraging ruthless mercantilism, the greatest and worthiest will be those who come out richest, and the least worthy will be those with the least money. This is a corruption of the theory of survival of the fittest to fit within a purely socially defined context, a context in which it has no objective relevance. The fickle and selfish nature of the marketplace means that riches and thus status can only be obtained and sustained by staying in good favor with the masses. Pointing out uncomfortable truths, such as the West needing to give up some of its luxuries to avoid a massive environmental catastrophe, are bad for profits, and thus are best avoided in favor of more pleasant things, like ice cream and sex, if one hopes to advance their standing in society. This reveals the basic ideology behind modernity, in that it believes essentially that the individual human's pursuit of material pleasure is of the highest significance. Heedless of the consequences, this core belief is adhered to and enforced by the pressure of social mechanisms, such as the marketplace, to which greater importance is assigned than even reality.
We'll be right back.
The problem with the society so reliant on the market and the collective material whims of the disorganized and unqualified majority is that it is ill-equipped to deal with any problems that face it outside of this narrowly defined and trivial sphere. Difficult but necessary decisions are impossible to make, since they involve taking pleasure away in some form, if only even temporarily. A society that places material enjoyment as the highest of its goals grows gluttonous and complacent. When the pursuit of the most basic pleasures replaces the people's ability to deal with the real world, it destroys also the spirit of common struggle and sense of purpose that held the society together. Such a society can only maintain the illusion of its proper working and togetherness for a short time. As soon as a considerable difficulty is faced, the society, through lack of unity, leadership, and knowledge, collapses in on itself.